and welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Uncle Steve with Tobin Shelby in for Mike Ford this week. Our show is brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors, Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, and affordable glass replacement. Purchased window installation, visit Alaska's best, and they are the best. Neighbors Windows and Doors, 6251 Tuttle, or visit neighborswindowsanddoors.com. You know, the last weeks we've had a couple of interviews with a Hall of Fame broadcast legend, Ron Moore. He's referred to as Alaska's Dick Clark, and his interview on his famous Coke show broadcast high atop the Bun Drive-In is on our website and previous shows at BigAlaskaShow.com. And he hosts an American Bandstand-type show in Anchorage called The Varsity Show, and this was in the 60s. And Ron's Moore career was so extensive, even 2 one-hour interviews, we didn't cover it all. And so, too, will be our next guest. Mike Doherty and his wife, Mary, are a major part of Ron's broadcast history, as you're about to find out, plus so much more in broadcast, movies, entertainment. All I kept thinking, Tobin, is when Mike's mother asked Mike, what is it you do? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what he would say. So let's find out for ourselves. Please give a warm Big Alaska Show welcome to Mike and Mary Doherty. Hey.
Hello.
Good morning to you both. And Mary, are you there as well?
I am. Hello. Good morning.
It's so nice to be able to hear your voice. I've gone to the AnchorageMemories.com, which is a fantastic history of Alaska, that you've done such a wonderful job with, both of you. Mike and I were talking yesterday on the phone, and this is the first time we talked, Mike, and I was telling my wife, Amy, I mean, an hour had gone by, and we hadn't even scratched the stuff. There was so much. We had sort of this Venn diagram of connections and sort of these degree of separation in broadcast. And so I knew our time would go by so, so quickly. What we have to do is the same thing we do with Ron. We'll have to bring you back again and again and again over time. So we'll, you know, it's the proverbial eating the elephant kind of thing. The Anchorage Memories website, AnchorageMemories.com, tell us a little bit about the website and your involvement and who you are.
Well, Steve, first of all, I want to, you mentioned Ron Moore, and Mary and I certainly owe a lot to Ron, and we want to say hello to him because he told us he was going to be listening today. So Mary wants to say hello.
Hello, Ron. How you doing?
So that's for Ron Moore. AnchorageMemories.com came along because Mary and I were both raised in Anchorage, and we spent so much time in Anchorage and around Anchorage that we thought it would be fun to do something. And one day the idea came to us, hey, what if we have a website and we can put up all of these fun stories and other people can come and post their stories as well, and then people can come and make comments on the story, say, yeah, I was there, yeah, I did that, I knew this person. And so it just grew, and it's wonderful. If you go on the website, one of the things we're very proud of is that we have a page dedicated to the Coke Show. In fact, if people go to the Coke Show page, they'll be able to listen to Ron doing the Coke Show. We have some audio from that, and we also have Ron's complete theme song from the Royal Coachman, and Ron has a story. He talks about how he came up with that. And then we also have a page dedicated to the Varsity Show. Same thing. Great stories, fun stories, pictures, all that kind of thing. Mary put together a video for part of it. So, yeah, it's just an amazing, wonderful site, and people respond to it so well. And you, one of the things that you liked was the Anchorage radio and television stories.
Absolutely. You know, my background got into the broadcast industry, and plus, what I thought be interesting is Tobin, who's much younger, better looking, and smarter, just all the things that annoy us.
Very older. Kind.
Yeah. But he's involved in the broadcast industry, and I was mentioning to Tobin, I said, you know, you're part of this new generation of media, and after listening to the Ron Moore stuff or listening to what you guys talk about, Mike and Mary, would they still be able to do that kind of stuff today? So it'd be interesting to hear his feedback at some point after listening to this, to see it from his perspective. Like Tobin and I were talking earlier, he said, so how many channels were you listening to or watching when you were growing up? And I said, like three, you know,
right.
NBC, CBS, and ABC. And then he started describing the different channels he deals with, which are thousands, you know, type of thing. So let's talk about the Varsity Show and what it is, or what it was, and how you got involved.
Sure. The Varsity Show actually started back in the 1950s, and it was called Chuck's DJ Dance Party. And this was on KTVA Channel 11. Augie Hebert brought the program into being. And I think Ron came in about 59-ish or so.
Yeah.
And it was the name, I guess, was changed at that time to the Varsity Show. And Augie Hebert, the president of Northern Television Incorporated, came up with a phenomenal idea. He really did. What he wanted to do was to make it possible for high school students to come and audition for a spot to work on the Varsity Show behind the scenes and some people in front of the scenes. And so what they did was anybody that made it onto the show worked throughout the year. At the end of that year, what they did was they took the sponsorship money from the show and they created scholarship fund with that. So you were able to actually get a scholarship for working on the show. And I have to tell you, there were a lot of people that came to work on the Varsity Show that ended up working in broadcasting and in other media as a direct result of it.
And the Varsity Show was a version of the American Bandstand show that Dick Clark did.
That's exactly right. It was 1 hour. They only did the show during the school year, so when the fall came, when all the shows began premiering in the fall, when they used to do that back in the day, and so the Varsity Show was 1 hour long. It was a lot like American Bandstand in that the most of the show was playing the hits of the day, and the teenagers were coming in to the studio, and they were dancing to the hits, and it was wonderful. We had a great time, and when I first auditioned for the show, you had to audition. My mother introduced me to a fellow named Jeff Bowden, who was an engineer for KTVA, Northern Television. And Jeff said, hey, and I was interested in becoming a cinematographer in movies. And I thought, gee, you know, if I get on the camera crew, maybe I can start learning some things about being on a set and all that sort of thing.
And how old were you then?
I was 17.
Yeah. Okay.
And I went down to the studio when it was the day for auditions, and it was awful. It was like being in front of a firing squad. The whole staff of that year's Varsity Show were sort of sitting there in chairs staring at you and asking you all kinds of questions because they wanted to make sure that you weren't just going to come down and do a few shows and say, hey, gee, this is too hard. You had to be there every Saturday and on days when you had meetings. You had to put a lot of time into it. Well, I wanted to, and I was ready to walk on coals to get on the show. And so I did the interview, and then at the end of the interview, they said something that horrified me. I wanted to be on the camera crew. I didn't want to be in front of the camera. They said, here, Mike, they handed me a 30-second commercial, and they said, go spend like a minute learning this, and then come back, and we want you to do the commercial. So I thought, oh, brother. So I went and I found a dark corner of the studio, and I'm looking at this script, and about 30 seconds later, they said, Mike, we're ready for you. So I went back, and I said, okay, I'm going to walk back there like I own the place. I'm going to do my best on this. And I did, and after I did that, they looked at me, and they said, well, if you've made it to the show, you'll get a call sometime this week, and then we'll have a meeting next Saturday. Great. I went home. No call during the week. Saturday came. No call. Saturday morning, I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? How did I blow it? All of a sudden, we didn't have a phone. We'd given them the phone number for a friend's house. Knock on the door. I opened the door. There's a yellow cab driver standing there, and he said, Mike, you're supposed to go down to the studios of KTVA so you can be on the Varsity Show. And that was the beginning. That's how I got on.
Now, Mary, you were a dancer, and I've been trying to explain this to Tobin. I mean, were you part of the staff dancer? Tell us about your role in it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
And we just love Alaska, and being a part of this is really, really awesome. Thank you again.
You're welcome. We love having you on. But you're a dancer.
Yes. The thing is this. My story goes back to good old Mr. Ron Moore. I was part of the Pace Setters Shindig City Dancers. We had a club. It was sold with only Cokes and 7-Ups. A place for teenagers. And Ron Moore had bands come in. So it was very exciting. The thing was this. I went to Shindig City with my sister, my brother, my cousin. I'm the youngest. I'm in the eighth grade. There was a dance contest. I entered the dance contest. They all said, Mary, you can't last. Go home. Well, long story short, I lasted a day and a half, and I came in third place. And I also invented a dance where you would have to move your feet a lot.
We didn't know anything about that. Moving our feet was completely foreign to us, you know. We just stood there.
Right. So the thing was, the bands would be on the stage, and there would be several sets. We would dance 3 to 4 sets with the band, the local bands in Anchorage. And it was great. I met a lot of people there. It was a lot of meetings, very serious dancing. And like I said, Mr. Ron Moore did a wonderful job for the teens of Anchorage. And then I went into high school, sophomore, got a phone call from a friend, said, "Mary, you're one of the best dancers. I used to watch you dance all the time at Chinook City. The director of the show happens to be Tom Doherty," which is Mike Doherty's brother, younger brother, said, "Get anyone you want." "Okay, Billy," said, "Mary, you're the best dancer." I said, "Oh, Billy, I can't be on television. I just can't." She said, "Mary, you're the best dancer." So I think I was the only one, I might be wrong, that I did not audition for the varsity show partway through the season. Billy and I created our dance clothes from the TV show Where the Action Is. My friend a year ago gave me white go-go boots, and we created our routine. We sewed our own clothes with the help of Billy's aunt, and I walked on my box and started dancing and did the first commercial. Tom Doherty, the director, said, "Mary, you need to smile more." And in my mind, I was doing a dance routine with Billy, and I was concentrating on my moves.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then,
that's hilarious.
The second year, I had to audition. I went, "Okay, this is silly." But I did anyhow, and I got on the show. And then the third year, I auditioned the other young ladies. It was wonderful. Mike and I started dating when I was a sophomore in high school. And there you have our story.
We
got married right after I graduated from high school. And Mike finished doing the varsity show in 1970.
This is like a scene in Beach Blanket Bingo. I mean, it's part of like one of the surfing movies that we see. A lot of this you can find information out on AnchorageMemories.com. I posted, by the way, at on our Facebook, the Big Alaska Show Facebook, at Facebook.
I saw that. Thank you.
Of the picture of Mary in her outfit and the set of KTVA. This actually is fantastic.
Cool.
The thing that I was really struck by that whole program of the varsity show, because I would watch it as a kid, you know, on Saturdays, and is the fact that it was truly an intern program that you don't see anymore here, and where you actually trained young people to run the cameras, to run the equipment, and these people went on to have broadcast careers like Mike and Mary Doherty, right?
Yeah. There was a lot of them, and I have to tell you that my story is also a little different on the show, because after I worked behind the scenes on the camera crew, I think it was 2 years after that, I was actually co-hosting the show with a fellow by the name of Roger Latham, and Roger was an Anchorage radio DJ, and about halfway through the season, Roger got stars in his eyes, and he left for Hollywood. And so I was doing the show by myself, and I continued. I hosted the show for 3 years, and I always felt a little funny, because Ron had hosted that show. He was so good at it, and here I was, this young upstart, and so I hosted the show. I was in front of the camera. Went from behind the camera to in front of the camera for 3 years. I used the name Mike Ray. That was more pronounceable than my last name, and Ray is my middle name, actually. And I have to tell you one quick story that ties into this. Ron was so generous when I started working behind the scenes at the Varsity Show. There was another guy that was working on the crew as well named Bob Martin, and Ron told us one day, he said, "How would you guys like to work with me on the Coke Show?" Well, holy cow, are you kidding me? He wanted us to go up into the chicken coop with him, and wanted... I would be there like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever, and Bob would be there Tuesday, Thursday. So here's the deal. It was a console with, and back in the day, Ron was playing records, right? There was 45, so there were two turntables. Ron would operate the one on the left-hand side. I'd operate the turntable on the right-hand side. And my job was to try not to bumble, but I would cue up the record. When Ron told me, I'd let the record go. I'd answer phones. And so I was working up in the Coke show, and Ron gave me my on-air radio name. He started calling me Mighty Michael. So that's how he referred to me during the show. And one day, my wife and I had been married for quite a few years, and we were talking, and something came up about the Coke show. And I said, yeah, you know, Ron used to call me Mighty Michael. And my wife, Mary's eyes get wide.
Very wide. I was very wide-eyed.
And she looks at me and she said, you're Mighty Michael?
I said, you're Mighty Michael? I used to listen to you. In the back seat of my car, my older brother and sister driving me around. And I married you?
I married this old guy? Oh, gosh, that's you know, now we have about 2 or 3 minutes left to go here, but Three Dog Night is performing tomorrow night at the Alaska State Fair.
Right.
And Skip Conte was a member of, came from Anchorage, Alaska, that you guys knew. And real quickly, tie into how he, and Ron shared this story, but I want to, you said something, Mike, about you knew Skip Conte. He was a keyboard guy. He went on to do Three Dog Night. I mean, an amazing story. But then he went on to create the song we teased just a little earlier, Ride Captain Ride.
Yeah.
Tell us
right.
how he came up with that.
Well, here's the thing, real quickly, I worked with Skip at KTVA. We both worked in a studio together, so we became friends and we worked all the time. And Skip was funny. He'd come in with the drumsticks and he'd be drumming on Norman Goodman's set saying, hey, Mike, check out this new drum riff I came up with. Isn't it great? He's very talented. And so then he decided to make music his career. He goes off, and I think he ended up in Florida or something, joins the band the Blues Image. And then what happened was, and I don't know if this is absolutely true, it's one of those, it could be a legend, but I've read it a couple of times, and I'm pretty sure this is correct. The Blues Image is in a recording studio in Los Angeles, and the producer comes in and says, look, you guys, get a hit, or you're out of here. He said, I got Led Zeppelin who wants some studio time, and you guys are in here, we need a hit. So the guy, I think his name was Mike Panero, who was the lead singer for Blues Image, says, I got something. So according to the legend, Panera goes into the men's room. He's pacing around saying, I got nothing. And then suddenly 76 men sailed him, or whatever the number is. And that was the beginning. He goes in the studio. Skip had been working on a song matched into it. They came up with this. That's how Ride Captain Ride came to be.
One more tease of that little song there for us, Tobin, just so people, you know, that... Yeah, so... You know, that's the kind of stories that come out of your AnchorageMemories.com, and I know it's going to come to a close very quickly here. Mike and I, Mary, we talked for over an hour yesterday, just talking about all these different stories, and we haven't touched on the career you've gone on into Los Angeles, which is extensive as well. I mean, I was a box boy at Cars. Does that count? You know, I'm...
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Everything counts. You have to work. You have to earn that first paycheck and be very proud of what you do, no matter what.
Absolutely.
So it's a first job.
That's right.
So let me ask
you. Or even a first or second or third job.
Yeah, right. Well, Mike Ford, when we were listening to all the cars that Ron had, we're trying to figure out how he afforded it, you know, as being a DJ. But he worked very hard for it and surrounded himself really good people like you two. Tobin, I think you should go start a varsity show. And
oh,
get,
my goodness.
How could you get some women to dance for you?
Well, I mean, the thing is now you wouldn't need, like, a TV studio because, like, you know, you could do, like, a web series or something like that. Put it up on YouTube.
Actually, you don't need a television series.
Yeah.
You don't need a TV studio. I got to tell you, where the action was all done on location. So you go during the summertime, you can go to Goose
Lake.
Yeah.
Go down to downtown Fort. You got it. You got it made.
Do it.
I think we need to bring you and Ron Moore out of retirement, although Ron seems pretty comfortable with what he's doing right now, but...
Oh, my.
You know.
He still got it, though. He sounded great on the air.
Oh, he's so smooth. I'm so impressed by the creative talent that went on, and you just don't see that in broadcasting anymore because so many large corporations own everything, but the kind of things you guys did, and you came up with these ideas, and you made life for us fun. And you gave young people opportunities to go into broadcast careers and follow their dreams. And for that, you should be congratulated. And, Mary, you look fantastic. you're just referred yourself as a dancer, but not a go-go dancer. I never knew the difference. I always said go-go dancers, but you said go-go boots.
Right. It could be either.
Okay.
Go-go dancer. And not only was it live, we did commercials live. My friend and I were on our bikinis. We modeled for Sears. We decided to toss a beach ball back and forth. And there we were, live. The beach ball remained in my hands, to her hands, and back and forth. The beach ball did not roll off the set. We have a lot of fun stories about that. We did Barry Shoes commercials. I learned a lot about the fabric, the leather from Italy, about shoes. There's other commercials that happened live that are wonderful stories, excellent. But it was live. We met a lot of people through the years, and a lot of careers were started, all because of Mr. Augie Hebert. And we just thank him and his family so much for what he did for Alaska.
Absolutely.
And for all the students. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. And I met Mike, and I'm married now for 48 years.
That's right.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the Big Alaska Show. By the way, Mary, you've given us a The Big Alaska Show. We've got plans for you guys. We like this bikini idea and the beach ball.
I gotta tell you, Mary's still got some dance moves. Every once in a while, she'll be walking through the living room and break out in a move.
I tell ya,
bust a move. Thank you so much for joining us, and it's a joy meeting you both. Let's give Mike and Mary Doherty a Big Alaska Show thank you. Much success. We'll keep in touch with you. This goes by too quickly. Tobin Shelby, take us out as you so eloquently do, and to my lovely wife, I love you, baby girl. See you soon.
Oh, well,
oh,
take us
me.
Out.
Oh,
this
no.
is me. Go for it. Well, I was going to say real quick, Bob Martin called in. He was listening. He says hello.
Oh, my.
He worked with him back in the day.
Well, let me just do this very quickly.
There you go.
Thank you so much for all our guests. Thank you very much for Alaska Enterprise Solutions and Neighbors Windows and Doors. Remember, if it's Big Alaska Show guests, Big Alaska Adventures, and no good lying through your tooth, tall Alaska tales, it's got to be the Big Alaska Show.